Hello there and welcome to today's program. Have you got issues in your past that you would like to have erased? Like, what if you could have some just powerful paint over all the junk of your past? Well, that's what today's program is about. The power of Jesus Christ to erase your painful past. And Joan Hunter, you're with us again.
Yes.
For this exciting program, Erase the Pain of Your Past. And you know a lot about that because you had some pretty painful things take place that should never happen to anyone, but they happen to you. Mm-hmm. But because of your faith in Jesus, because of his goodness, you are here today in wholeness, in joyfulness of life, and with a great fruitful ministry, with an awesome family, with everything coming up roses because of the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the different things in my life. When several years ago I met Mark Sharona for the first time, and he didn't know who I was. He just called me out of the congregation there, started prophesying, and he put his hand, you know, on my neck area, chest area, and he started weeping. Well, I had never seen him before. I just thought he wept every time he, you know, prophesied.
Right.
And he just started crying. He goes, the pain that you have gone through. And I said, you know, I said, yeah, I've been through hell. And this is early on, right after all the stuff that had happened, right, 12 years ago. And so he's laying his hand on me, and he's just weeping and weeping. So I looked up, and I said, I've been through hell. And God gave him a word for me. And he says, you went to hell to get the keys to set other people free.
Wow. And you know, you never created that hell. Some of our viewers might not know yet your testimony, and it's a very powerful testimony of redemption, because you were a beautiful Christian woman, got married to a Christian man, were serving the Lord in ministry, and then your husband, through whatever the issues were in his life from the past that were unhealed, engaged in very wrong choices into homosexual, mm-hmm, relationship, and actually left you for another man.
Right.
What could be more painful?
And he was pastoring a church.
And you were in the public eye. Mm-hmm. What could be more painful? What could put more shame on a woman than that? It's just like, it was horrific. And I cannot imagine going through what you went through and everything, because you lost your church, you lost your
home, the family,
you lost the money, there was family
income,
division,
it was everything.
Just everything. It was overnight devastation.
Mm-hmm. On one
but
decision.
But look at you now.
Yeah,
on one person.
Decision.
Wasn't even your decision.
Right.
It was someone else's decision that affected you.
And our children.
But look at you now. And mm-hmm. Look at your family now. They're
it's
just flourishing.
So awesome.
It's awesome.
Yes.
And so I really want to encourage those of you that might be in similar situations where you're living through like a hellish situation through no fault of your own, or even if it was a fault of your own, I want you to know that your Redeemer lives. And Jesus Christ is so awesome. He's so powerful. And he can take his life-giving blood and wash and cleanse every part of that painful past and bring you into a glorious future.
And that's really the truth. And we were talking this particular program on erase the pain of your past. Now, I remember enough to help minister to somebody else. Other than that, it's gone. And where he is concerned, I remember he's brilliant. He was a tremendous teacher, started many Bible colleges, was a great coach, birthing the children, you know, pushed for the children's education. And it's like, okay, all these
incredible
things.
So you remember all those good things about him.
And family vacations and different things that we did. And he's currently living the lifestyle of a homosexual. So I remember that. The rest of it is gone.
Right. All the pain is gone. The negative memories.
Yes.
You don't even think about all the rotten stuff he did, right?
Well, yeah.
Because it's
not there.
God took it from you. It's amazing.
And once again, verifying the things that we're talking about through the Word says that God chooses to remember our sins no more. Mm-hmm. Like a person, when they get healed or saved or whatever, they go to heaven and they say, God, I'm really sorry that I, you know, used to deal drugs.
He doesn't even know.
And he doesn't, it's like, sorry, it's not in your life book of life here. You don't know what you're talking about. He chooses to remember them no more. God has a phenomenal memory.
Right.
But he chooses to remember them
isn't
no
that,
more.
Isn't he gracious?
I know. And that's an example for us.
I know. And when I reflect on my past, I made lots of decisions that that created my own pain and pain in other people's lives. And yet God is so merciful that he cleansed me and he healed and he just took the presence of that blood and touched other lives that were hurt through mm-hmm. my decisions. He is so awesome. We don't have to beat ourselves up anymore. Now, I can remember some of those things, but not memory with pain. It's almost as if it's someone mm-hmm. else did it.
I was going to say, it's like it happened to somebody else.
It happened to someone else.
And I'm telling Patricia's story where it's really mine.
Exactly.
That's how far-fetched it is
exactly.
from my feelings.
And me too. And some of you are going to have that experience that the power of Jesus' blood is going to be so amazing that even the mistakes that you made yourself, the sins that you were involved in yourself that caused yourself pain, that damaged your life, that hurt other people, it's going to be as if it never happened. You'll still maybe remember them, but without pain, without remorse, without anything, because it's as though it happened to another person. That's how great our God is.
It is. In the teaching on erase the pain in your past, there is a testimony of a guy who came in, had a very painful situation in his neck. He was involved in a helicopter accident 42 years ago in Vietnam. And for 42 years, every night, the helicopter went down again and again and again and exploded. And not to mention, he couldn't turn his head. He had to go like this. So much pain. I prayed for, number one, the trauma. Stress. I prayed for God to restore the vertebrae in his neck.
Wow.
He grew 3 inches.
Wow.
Pain left his neck. He was able to, praise God, not spin it all the way around, but do really good, mm-hmm. all complete extensions of his head. And that was awesome. The pain left, praise God. Mm-hmm. But what's really neat is that in the last year and a half, he's not had another nightmare.
Wow.
And
wow,
he's doing so
awesome.
Good. He rededicated his life to the Lord, totally pain-free and totally nightmare-free.
You know, you mentioned that his neck grew.
His body grew.
I've seen that in your meetings mm-hmm. when you've been out ministering with us, is that I've actually literally seen the bodies grow. Under the power and the anointing
of
the Spirit.
And they get new vertebrae and new
discs.
They
get new discs.
Yeah,
it's just awesome to mm-hmm. see that miracle right before your eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just beautiful.
It's so fun to see people that haven't really been around the miraculous. And I tell them to sit in the front row, but then they sit in the back, but then by the end they move up to the front.
Yeah.
But the people on the front are just gasping when the people grow.
Yeah.
We had somebody
you know,
the other
Joan,
day about 3 inches or so.
I love being in your meetings. And if there's viewers that have never been to a Joan Hunter meeting, they need to go and sit under your ministry because they'll be in awe of the miracles that God does.
Hundreds of miracles every single
mm-hmm. meeting.
It is amazing.
Bring the unsafe too, right?
Because then they get saved because you'll see more miracles in one night in one of the services than you have pretty much in lifetimes
of the average person. I love it.
And that's just so awesome, whether it's fibromyalgia, whether it's cancer, whether it's the trauma, you know, and different things. And we had a lady come of last year. And this was in Canada, so we always like these Canadian uh-huh. stories. And I
love Canadian stories.
I know you do. I have lots of them. But anyway, she came up, and she said that as a child, she had to be given up in a foster home and like an orphanage, but not given up for adoption. And so she was like 3 years old. So they put her in a bed because all their cribs were full. What's a three-year-old going to do? Going to get out of bed and go talk to everybody. So they're going out of the bed, talking. She's talking to everybody. So they had to lock her in the bed. So they end up, and then she still kept talking different things. So they end up and had to put her in a straitjacket.
Wow.
3 years old in a straitjacket, locked up in bed. And her husband couldn't hug her because it was like a straitjacket.
Wow.
And so
the memory of that painful experience from 3 years of age
and
followed
so,
her through.
Mm-hmm. So I told her, I said, if you give me just a minute, you'll be set free. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold you so tight. Tighter than you were ever held in that straitjacket.
Wow.
And so I put my arms around her, and I mean, I was squeezing her as tight as I could. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I curse this trauma, and I curse the pain, I curse the fear, the anxiety and everything, the rejection, and I command this memory to be gone from her in Jesus' name.
Come on. Erase all the pain in
Jesus' name. And I speak freedom in Jesus' name.
Woo.
She collapsed to the floor, and she got up, and I said, and I told her, I said, hold, put your hands like this. And she's going, I can't, before I prayed. She got up, and so then I said, now put your hands like this. She goes,
Oh, it was immediate release. I love
immediately.
It.
Immediately. It was so awesome what God did. I have so many testimonies just on that one teaching.
You know, Joan, I'm getting a word of knowledge right now for someone who you were caring for a child. I don't know if it was a babysitting situation or whether you were actually this, a sister looking after a younger sibling. But as they were in your care, something happened that hurt them. And you were devastated, and I see someone yelling at you, and but you were yelling the loudest at yourself. You've been traumatized since that situation, and as a result, depression set in. So you suffer actually with depression, and you actually also use some substance to kind of chill out or be able to get rid of the anxiety. It's like either alcohol or maybe some pain medication or something, but you actually use substance to escape the horrible feelings inside. The Lord says He loves you so much, and you don't understand the power of His blood yet, that Amen. In the covenant that you have with Jesus, it's no longer you that did that. He takes responsibility for that. 2,000 years ago on that cross, He said, you didn't do that anymore. I did it. I take responsibility for that, and I'm going to pay the price for it, and I'm setting you free. It was as if you never did it. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just break the power of that trauma that came on you during that situation. I command it to lift off of you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you're filling her now with peace that passes all understanding. I thank you, Lord, that she's in love with herself again, that all the self-hate is going because your blood is full of love, and that you are filling her with your love, love for herself, love for life, love for her future. She's not afraid of the future anymore. She doesn't dread it. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you that she's going to arise up out of all the guilt and the shame as of this moment. I just see that you're really touched right now. Just let that go. God loves you so much. He really, really does. And a miracle is taking place within your life. We're going to come right back after this break. We have a couple of items that we want to share with you. One of them is Joan Hunter's message on erase the pain of your past. And then also my CD message on creating your glorious future. It's all about your glorious future, because whatever has happened in the past is the past. It's under the blood. God has a great tomorrow for you. We'll be right back.
Spiritual cleanse. Let the power of the blood of Jesus Christ wash over you. Soak in prayers that bring purification and healing with this worship CD by Steve Swanson and Patricia King. Visit xpministries.com to purchase today.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you, and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Joan, we're going to share a couple of testimonies right now that might be such that we wouldn't want necessarily young children listening to it because it's got content in it that's a bit graphic, but I think it's important because these things really happen to people mm-hmm. in these days. And so I'd love for you to share the testimony of that gal who was gloriously healed by Jesus from a very severe thing that happened to her in her past.
It's just amazing. Approximately 18, 20 years ago, a lady, friend of mine, was involved in a gang rape. And it was really bad, and as a result, got pregnant from the situation and gave the baby up for adoption and so forth. And as part of it, the graphic part in particular, is that they just scratched her back up, horrifically so. And she's had all these horrible scars on her back for all these years. And just a few weeks ago, she was taking a shower, and she felt, you know, somebody say, look at your back. And she's like, I rebuke you, Satan. I'm not going to look at my back. It just reminds me, you know, of what happened to me. And God says, don't you know my voice? Look at your back. And she got out. When she got out, took the towel down, she looked, and there's no more scars. God has totally, completely removed the scars. Long story short is she's an associate pastor of a church. God's given her the relationship. They found her son that was given up for adoption. But more importantly is that the scars on her back represented what had happened to her heart.
Wow.
And God has removed the scars on her back and on her heart.
That's
and
awesome.
What God wants to do today through this program is to remove the scars on your heart. He can remove the physical scars too. But my heart was so scarred up. And then it was so hurt, so damaged, that it tried to heal itself, producing scar tissue, which made it even harder. And what God wants to do is he wants to come in today and just give you a brand new healed and whole heart that is free of the trauma, free of the stress, and then erase all the pain of everything that's ever happened to you and erase all those scars.
Wow, I love it. You know, I know of a situation also where a young girl was also gang raped. She was invited to a party by her boyfriend, and then they gave her drugs and took her into a back room where she was used in a gang initiation rape. And so all the guys raped her, and then they burned into her bottom the name of the or the letter of their group. And so even after it was all over, she had to go through all the horrible stuff, but she was left without reminder. Mm-hmm. And she was in a meeting one time where the Spirit of God was moving, and she was healed of the memory. And then the Spirit said, go and check that scar. And it was completely gone.
Isn't that awesome?
So it was again, the healing for the heart was complete, but then he also wanted to touch the healing on the body as well.
Mm-hmm. And there was a lady, and her testimony is actually on here, of when I prayed for her like 8-10 years ago. And I thought, you know, everybody stand up, let's measure arms, check for necks, checks for back. And her arm was like this much short. And I didn't know her testimony, but it just, boom, just like that grew out. Well, she fainted. Not slain in the spirit, she fainted. And what was so neat is that while she was down, and as she got healed, this area right here never grew because the growth plate was damaged.
Wow.
Because of being beaten. And so every time this hurt, it reminded her of the beating. Every time she had to have this sleeve hemmed up, it reminded her of the beatings.
Wow.
And then oh, this really hurts. Well, that was where her mother had had, I believe, eight or 10 stepfathers in 12 years.
Wow.
That's a lot of stepfathers, not to mention the boyfriends. And each one beat her differently,
oh,
including
gosh.
Her mother. TMJ, because her mother would like that.
Wow.
And that at that moment, God healed her of the pain where this one kicked her. And the pain over here where this one hit her with the belt. And the pain of this, the pain of this, the pain of the TMJ where her mother hit her. All instantly completely healed.
Wow.
Actually, they checked her out of an institution to bring her to the service.
Wow.
They went back to the institution just to get her things. She's a pastor of a church now. It's awesome what God's doing.
I've had the pleasure of watching you minister in that way where one individual will come up for, like, let's say, a word of knowledge on an altar call. And then when they're up there, you say, oh, what happened at this time? And then you'll minister to that. Oh, what happened at that? And it's like one by one by one, all the different symptoms. And I remember, I think we were in Minneapolis one time when a woman came forward and she said, you know, you said, okay, what is wrong with you? She said, everything. And it's just like God started ministering, bang, 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 bang,
every
bang.
Every disease left,
and they
every
were
memory
all
left,
things
every, everything.
That mm-hmm. had come on her because of things that had happened from the past. But, you know, I have got such a burden right now for women or men or maybe teens that are watching, whatever, who have been sexually abused and physically beaten.
I have
that level of abuse, and I'd love for you to minister to them.
I have another testimony that's absolutely awesome. A lady that was involved, a good friend now of SRA, Satanic Ritual Abuse, at like 3 months old was given over to sexual, to satanic ritual abuse, uh-huh. which includes sexual situations. She had had two abortions, two tubal pregnancies,
wow.
and all this, and she had no control over anything.
Wow.
She's now out of it, healed, set free, and all the pain of it, everything is completely gone through this ministry, and it's just been awesome. And she was afraid to go to a gynecologist because of the scarring and the abuse mm-hmm. and everything that had happened to her in her past. And so they went in and they examined her. And when you have a tubal pregnancy, they remove the tubes.
Right.
She has tubes. All the scarring.
God recreated
the
tubes.
Of all of the parts down there.
Wow.
For television's sake, every area that was destroyed is as if
it's rebuilt.
Nothing had ever happened.
Wow.
Everything.
Our God is so amazing.
It is. And see, God wants to do that for you. He wants to not only replace and heal all the damaged parts of your body, but he wants to heal your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm sensing is so much pain that you feel so hopeless that nothing will ever take it away.
Mm-hmm.
But God, man can't take it away. Man couldn't have given her new fallopian tubes or healed all of her whole female organs and all the scarring, all the scar tissue, all the abuse. But God, there's no way that she could live a normal life. But God. And you're thinking, how can I ever have a normal life of what's happened to me? Whether it's forced abortions, whether it's a self-induced abortion, whether it's a giving up a child, no matter what it is. Prostitution. People have been healed, set free of being a prostitute. God's restoring them to beauty. And purity, giving them the hymen. It's awesome. Completely restoring them in every area of their life. And this is what God wants to do for you. This is what he wants to do for you. Father, right now, I speak healing, restoration. I curse the trauma. Put your hand on your heart. We're going to put your hand on your heart now and then on the head in just a moment. I speak hearts to be healed, set free. All the pain, all the abuse. No scarring left. No scar tissue left. Just a brand new healed heart. And Father, right now, as you put your hand on your head, I speak for erasing of all those memories. Erase the pain of their past where they really don't even remember. Father, only you can do that. And I thank you supernaturally for healing. Not just healing, but making every single one whole. Completely whole. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I could feel the anointing on that going, touching and healing and restoring. It's awesome.
It is.
We only have just a couple minutes left in the program, but I'd like to talk a little bit to Joan about moving on, because like I've noticed sometimes as we've been out ministering and helping people overcome, you know, the obstacles of the past that have wounded them or put blocks in their way, is that there is a time when you cannot live inside of the victim situations and circumstances mm-hmm. of the past. You have to move on. It's almost like putting a mark in the sand. In fact, I was ministering this to someone just recently. I said, why don't you put a mark in the sand? Because she was remorseful over many things. And then cross over and just close the door on it, mm-hmm. never to open it again. Because it's like thinking on the past and all the failures, the mistakes, the hardships, the bad things that have happened. I mean, you don't need to relive in that every moment of the day. You need to move on. And there's a time when you just have to say, I am moving on. I'm going to put a line in the sand. I'm going to close the door.
There's nothing I can do about it of the past.
It's the past. I'm going to start fresh. And there's that bloodline that you can mark between your present and your past. Put the bloodline there and then just move forward into a glorious future. And so would you do that with me right now? Just say after me, in the name of Jesus, I forgive myself
forgive myself
and others for everything that's happened in my past.
For everything that's happened in my
and
past.
And I put a bloodline now.
A bloodline now.
Right where I'm standing at present.
Right where I'm standing at present.
And I'm moving forward from this time on. I close the door to all the pain of the past. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wow. You see, then you can move forward. You don't have to live in that pain. You're not a victim. You're a victor. You don't have to be held down and held back anymore, because God loves you. And he wants you to know that he's a redeemer of the times. He's a redeemer of the times. And so move forward. Move forward into your glorious future. Move forward with zest and with zeal, knowing that the past is behind you and a glorious future is ahead of you. We hope to see you next time. And we want you to remember a very special message. It's from the heart of God. It's for all people and for all times. It's God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Go tell someone about that.
Spiritual cleanse. Let the power of the blood of Jesus Christ wash over you. Soak in prayers that bring purification and healing with this worship CD by Steve Swanson and Patricia King. Visit xpministries.com to purchase today.